Yeah. I'm brand new riding through my old hood.
Make it look oh so good.
You know they might be hating, but them pros would.
Make it look oh so good.
I'm cool, dude. I'm cool too. Bunch of cool dudes and some cool girl.
Corey Cool. Alley Twin calls me Booski, and I represent Cool University. I'm here with my brother in podcast.
It's your boy. It's always your boy. It's Holly.
Because it's always, with a pause, your boy.
Yeah, pause for the suspense. You're like, say it, nigga, say it.
This is the podcast that loves music way more than it loves to podcast. So hopefully we all learn something today.
Yeah.
So we got our MK3 imagery question.
Okay.
We've got another beautiful game of Holly's Hotliner.
Of course. Of course we do. I'm here, baby. Raging
Bull. And we have a special record by a friend of a friend, Quintrell, and it's called Twins.
Nice. You said Twits?
Twins.
Twins. Okay.
Twins.
What's up?
So we're going to shout out Uncle Tone for passing that record on to us.
Hey, it's the Ma.
Holly, how are you, man? How you been, man? What you been up to this week, man?
Yo, man. Listening to some new music and vibing, listening to some podcasts. Still quarantining or whatever you want to call it. Staying home. Hashtag stay home. I hope everybody's on that hashtag stay home. They trying to open the economy back up, man. They trying to open stores.
They trying, huh?
Yeah, man. Trump ain't playing.
They trying to get that bread back.
How about yourself, man?
Trying to get that bread back. He lost some.
Yeah, man. How you though?
I've been all right, man. You know, chilling once again at home.
Yeah, man.
You know, just doing the best I can to try to stay
sane,
as occupied, and sane as sane. I possibly can.
You got
can.
Kids? I got kids.
You know, stay sane. And you know, I'm broadcasting my radio show from home.
Nice. So I'll be tuned in.
It's cool until, you know, like Mackenzie wants to like play in the sink while I'm like, yeah, live on the radio.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Let me just go get my daughter out of the sink.
Hi. Corey Cool.
Yeah. She's like, I want to say hi. You know, so besides that, man, that's just really what I've been into. It's a pleasure, as you guys know, CUNY Radio is now, we're trying to push this every week to keep this consistent, keep this thing going, to stay alive and keep you guys entertained while all of this nonsense is going on right now.
That sounds like my sex life. Go on.
Jeez. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. So you know what? I think it's no time even better than this time to get into some CUNY news. Let's go, Doc.
Yeah, baby. What you got?
So we're going to talk, first of all, about the number one record in the country, which changed immediately after we released last week's episode.
Wow.
It is now Drake, Toosie Slide.
Left foot up, right foot slide, right foot up, left foot slide. That's a good song.
It's a good song. I mean, you just can't help it. This guy has the fucking cheat code.
Yeah, he does.
And this makes his seventh number one hit.
Yeah, that's absolutely a cheat code record.
That's a cheat code record. That's a cheat code record. He knew what he was doing with Dial It.
Drake.
You know what I mean? The guy has seven of them, so you can't even be too mad.
Yeah, no, of course not. He's great. He's great. I'm not gonna lie.
This guy's his ultimate level of light skin, man. You can't beat that.
Exactly.
He's got the beard now too. He's like, yo, you know, this guy's taking over the world, man. Mm. The number one album on the Billboard 200 is still The Weeknd with After Hours.
Nice. Okay,
so Canada, that hasn't changed.
Canada is top, is charting for us right now.
So Canada is basically at the top of the United States charts.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? Mm. What are you guys doing?
Come on, U.S. Come on, U.S. MAGA.
Need to make some better records again, goddammit, so we could get up top.
Magma. Make America music great again.
Woo!
Yeah.
Like magma. Let's keep it pushing, man. I want to talk about something, Hollywood, that's very near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
And it goes in this segment, and that is you know, I'm scrolling down my IG and I happen to see French Montana talking on the live with the capo Jimmy Jones.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is important to me because that means we're one step away. We are one step away from getting Max and Jimmy to talk again.
So what was this conversation? What was this conversation regarding between?
Well, it sounded like the conversation was at times, though, a little awkward. I think what they're attempting to do is when all this is over and done with, I think they want to do a Stax and Chinx day for Far Rockaway.
Nice, nice. Okay. Question. What was the main problem between those two parties?
Well, I think the main problem was Max had a lot of pressure going, right? Max had a lot of pressure on him. I think Jimmy didn't necessarily, well, you know, with his legal stuff.
Okay, you're right, right.
Which he's sitting down now for. But I think that Jimmy didn't come to the aid in which Max thought he was, or he should have. And right. French is kind of just riding with Max collateral damage type shit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I think that's where the problem inherited. I don't think they necessarily personally had a problem. And then now that Jim gave Max back the rights to a lot of his stuff, yada, 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 I think the problem is pretty much null and void at that point. You know, once Max is free enough to do music and it's not tied up in legal stuff. So I guess there's no reason to have a problem anymore.
Right. You know, that's great that they could sit down and, you know, we could start having these peace talks. I mean, you know, it could be years too late. You know, things could have been different in from the beginning, but you know, as long as everybody's still alive.
The crazy thing is, and that's what's funny, because Jim, you know, and you know, it's funny, they actually, French and Jim now actually have a record together. And they played a snippet of it. Excuse me. It sounds dope.
That sounds like a good collabo right there.
It sounds like a real good. French it is. Montana and I don't know Jim when Jones. We're going to get that record, but I'm truly, truly, truly looking forward to it. Ooh. And as everybody knows how I feel, Max Jim is a relationship in music in which I really wish would have worked out.
Yeah.
Like I really. Yeah,
that was a great, that was a great duo right there.
Right. How the story of hip hop is going. I really wish that was when that would have worked out. So hopefully in the future, maybe we can get a collaboration from them two again. Cause that was one of the dopest like duos that I've ever seen, in this music thing. All right. So, you know, God bless you guys. So, you know, these battles with these verses put on by Swiss and
Timbaland versus
set up another nice one, which was supposed to be a nice one. And that was Teddy Riley versus Babyface.
Yeah.
Problem is, Hollywood, Teddy Riley ran into some friggin' technical difficulties. And the internet is now feasting on the New Jack Swing legend.
Oh, damn. Let's hear what Teddy Riley has to say about it.
First of all, due to technical difficulties, we want to do this thing again. My brother and I agree. And it's just like a boxing match. Something goes wrong, we got to do it again. And that's what's happening. We're going to do it again. And the good news is we're over 1 million+. All right? And it's all because of you. So please forgive us. We will be back. Peace and love. I'm Teddy Riley.
So as you can see, I don't know. Maybe there's a logical reason. Maybe not. But you just should have just stuck to it. You know, he got a little fancy with the band or whatever he was trying to do. And, you know,
that's a nice, you know, matchup. That's a good matchup, too. I you know, maybe because of where I came from, wherever I grew up in, it's not as legendary to me as RZA versus DJ Premier.
Facts.
But that's still definitely a very, I could still say, legendary lineup. A battle.
Well, yeah, because you know what? I think they made see, the difference between the set of producers is those guys made careers.
Right. They made songs. They made songs.
The other guys made, you know, RZA. Well, okay. Well, all right. No. Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
Because RZA and Primo made a set of careers. So let's say RZA made the Wu-Tang's career.
Right.
Primo made, you know,
Gangsta.
Guru's. Yeah, Gangsta as a career. Maybe J. Rude the Damage. I think they put him on too as well back in the day.
Right.
But Teddy Riley is like, you know, I've done, made Bobby Brown pop. Fucking Jesus Christ. The list goes and goes.
He
and
made
goes
Jesus Christ?
Yeah, you heard that track, Teddy Riley and Jesus Christ? Shit fire, son. That's your John Blaze, B.
That's the best record ever.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Babyface, come on. Like the Tonys and...
Yeah. Lots of awards. You know, lots of awards were won.
You know, his label, LaFace, was legendary. Right. His LaFace was legendary. And think about it. You have Teddy Riley, who has an actual style of music after him.
That's that new jack swing he created, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I think all four of those guys are legendary in their own right, but these two are kind of, you know, next level.
Yeah.
Legendary when you get down to the nitty-gritty about it.
Gotcha.
So I don't know, man. Hopefully they can get this together and, you know, because hopefully Teddy Riley can rescue his ass from the internet.
Yeah.
At some point in time.
I think it's great that what Timbaland and Swiss Beatz are doing. I also heard that Ja Rule called out 50.
Where's Ja? Are you serious?
Yeah, to do a battle.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, bro, you lost in real life, though. That happened already. Right? Am I bugging? Like, that kind of happened already.
You know? When you're right, you're right.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I definitely would watch it.
I mean, Ja Rule's went to the extent of saying that 50 Cent's music is influenced by him.
Ooh, well, it is. I think so. I mean, come on, man. I do believe 50 took a little bit of a page I think in efforts to mock him.
Yeah, I guess when you keep it really
to mock him.
Yeah, you keep it all the way.
But it turned out to be, oh, this is kind of working. Let me just, you know, he kind of just, you know.
What kind of bully makes fun of you for what you do and then turns around and does it and says, oh, this is mine now?
I can tell you a bully named Curtis.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what his ass did.
Right.
Lastly, I think you're going to get a kick out of this one, Hollywood, up to no good.
Okay.
Akon vows support for Tekashi 6ix9ine. Thinks he will make the hottest record of the year. How do you feel about that, Mike?
What the fuck? Akon?
Akon. Yeah.
Now, is he planning on contributing to this? Like, is he going to make an Akon production and sing on the hook?
As far as first of all, nobody even wants Akon to sing on their hook anymore.
Name the last song that Akon sang on.
Time is over.
Okay? Name the last fucking hook that, what was it, Jeezy? Because I'm a rider.
I feel like there was some in the future. Do you realize he wears all white now? That's kind of weird. You're like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But okay, never Lisa Ray. Lisa Ray ass nigga.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm so sorry. I actually said something negative on this podcast. I never want to say anything negative. I actually did that.
No, but I don't. First of all, everybody has come to the agreement that Tekashi 6ix9ine does not need to make any more music. Unless he's singing like Akon.
Well, look, he's leaving comments. He's leaving comments on like Tory Lanez Live, and he's talking about, you know, either you what play my shit or whatever, or I'm gonna rat on you. And he's like, whoa, what are you talking about? Like, he's playing into it. And it's funny because my wife would tell you that's exactly what I said. If he wants to continue, he has to
lean in.
He has to lean in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I ratted. Like, yo, I'm fucking still getting money. I still got ice. I'm still about to get shows. I ratted on y'all niggas. Y'all in jail. And I'm out.
The fucked up thing is, it's true.
And the way the kids are today.
Yeah, it's so true.
And some of us grown asses.
Yeah, it's so true.
I can't even just blame the kids. I'm going to say,
I better not catch a 30-year-old at any of Tekashi 6ix9ine shows.
Listen, we the niggas with the money, so I'm pretty sure a couple of our stupid selves is going to be in the front. my guy, you know, that dude again. So yeah, I don't know how that's gonna go, but Akon, I mean, yo, you know, do you have to? You don't really have to, bro.
Akon ain't made a record in 12 years because he's been focused on becoming the president of Africa. Tell that nigga to slow down.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get into some notable drops that happened over the past weekend.
Yeah.
We had DaBaby with Blame It On Baby. He had features from A Boogie with the Hoodie. He had NBA Youngboy, who I think I'm not really sure how to put a finger on him right now. But interesting enough to me, he had a joint with Ashanti.
Oh, that's nice.
Homer Simpson, Homer Simpson voice, and Megan Thee Stallion. I think it's called Baby or something of the sorts. This guy can't get enough of the puns.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to peek at it at all?
No, I didn't get to take a listen to DaBaby's album just yet. But I plan to. I like DaBaby. I like it. He's a pretty lyrical, you know, down south rapper with some bars. Got a nice flow, got some good beats.
We'll take it for what it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think a project like his is like when I don't take personal for some strange reason. It's just like, all right, we'll take it, listen to it. All right, keep it moving. Now, we got, I'm sorry, I got to fast forward past that because one of your guys and one of my guys also put out a project last weekend, and that is West Side Gun, Griselda Family, Pray for Paris. What? I know you got a chance to listen to that.
Yeah, you know I did. Of course.
Okay. We had some features from Freddie Gibbs. I want to say, who else? Wale. I think you had a joint from him.
Tyler the Creator. Yeah.
Which I think he threw a little How You Doing bar. I think he threw a How You Doing bar on the track.
Yeah, he probably did.
it was definitely a How You Doing bar.
Shout out to Rock Marciano. He was on the record.
Rock Marciano, yes. Long Island in the fucking house.
Damn right. You could tell that West Side Gun has a lot of influence from my guy, Rock Marz. But last I heard from Westside, he's supposed to be retiring, man. He's supposed to retire.
What?
Yeah, he mentioned something about retiring and just managing, you know, Conway and Butcher. Yeah.
Fly guy. You can't go nowhere. Fly guy. Hey, yo. A Nicki man hungry ate some chicken, girl. That's like Billion, my man Billion Dollar. If anybody know Billion, that's Billion. Hey, yo!
Yeah. He got that voice. I got four records on that album.
Oh, okay, you do. You got four joints that you love. Yeah. I like that 327.
327 with Tyler, the Creator.
That verse Enjoy is Badass. Hard that he spit.
Yeah.
And yo, if you listen to that verse, right? That West Side Gun verse is very, very, very reminiscent to a Nas Illmatic verse or an AZ verse. It sounds just like them.
Yeah.
Like the pattern or whatever. But yeah, you gotta love that, man. Yeah. What you got? What songs did you fuck with off of that?
I like 327. I like George Bondo because I just love when the three of them come together and just rip. Conway the Machine, you know, West Side Gun, Conway the Machine, and Benny the Butcher. I also like Eurostep. That beat was fire.
Oh, yeah, that's fire, too.
That was a fire record. Allah Sent Me, you know, again, with Benny the Butcher and Conway. I like 500 Ounces with Freddie Gibbs and Rock Marz. The rest, you know, all the music was good, but those are just some of my favorites on there.
Well, I tell you one thing. Look, Griselda in the motherfucking house again, always, man. Y'all keep always. Doing it. Y'all keep putting
they
it
kick
out.
Kick the fucking door down.
West Side, we you need can't go nowhere, niggas. Lord.
Yeah.
You can't go nowhere, Lord. You got to stay around a little while.
We need y'all niggas.
More. Yeah, y'all can't go nowhere. I'm sorry. I said it,
you
nigga.
Still ripping.
You can't go nowhere. And you got the illest ice grill in the game. You can't fucking retire that. That nigga's ice grill is phenomenal.
Voice.
Yeah, yo.
That voice, man. Undeniable. You know it's him.
So that's amazing. Keep going, Griselda. We love y'all over here at CUNY Radio. So that was our CUNY news for this week.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's get ready to jump into our MK3 imagery question.
Ooh.
Now, these questions come from around the world and around the corner, but this week, we got a little special spin on it. Hollywood, tell us a little bit about it.
Yo, man. Last episode, we spoke about the RZA and DJ Premier battle. Mm-hmm. And I had mentioned something that I thought would be a great question. So I, you know, wrote my question on a piece of paper, threw it in the MK3 MG cup, and I decided I was going to cheat and pick it myself. So we're going to call it Holly's MK3 question.
Oh, shit.
Of this episode is, name a record with the hottest first verse.
Oh, boy.
The hottest first verse.
Wow.
That made
you want
to run it back as soon as you heard the before you could even get through the hook. It's like, wait a minute. That verse was so heat that I had to run it back before the hook was finished.
Okay. So an automatic run back.
Yeah, automatic run back.
Okay, there is thousands of gems that are now floating through my head.
Of course.
So this is an open-ended question, and I believe Hollywood, I think this question is so good that this has to come back again
Definitely.
At some point in time.
Definitely.
I might put it on a piece of paper and throw it back in there. okay.
So give me
I think
one.
I got an answer.
Give me one.
I'll give you one. Yeah. I'll give you one that just comes to mind.
Okay.
Now, I love both of these MCs.
Okay.
I love both of these MCs, but I feel like after MCA was done, MCB just didn't even, you know, it was like, I got to run it back, bro. I don't think I'm ever getting to your verse. It's always going to be a continuous run back.
Nice.
All right, here we go. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say a bar and let's see if you can kind of get where I'm going.
Okay.
Here we go. You know me, fuck a freestyle. I'd rather catch Poppy on speed dial. Network busy while I'm quick to hit redial. We child niggas know I'm good in the P now. Killer Cam on a sidetrack.
Yeah.
It's called Fuck a Freestyle.
Yeah.
On the Guns and Butter album with him and
Vado.
Yeah. Vado, what up?
Harlem,
what up? Vado, I love you, but dogs, the way he came on that track right there, son, that joint was all his.
Yeah, it was. And he went
getting
for days.
Big M's. I'm loving it. Son, he had so many punches in there.
Yeah.
And that was to me. See, Killer got this thing about him. Where Killer fuck around with y'all.
Yeah.
See, Killer plays around with you guys out there.
He does.
In America, he plays with you.
He does.
Killer will fuck around and do a computer's putin', and y'all think that he ain't, like, he's not lyrical. Then, yo, son is.
Y'all think he's just putin' putters.
Yeah, he's not putin' putters all the time, son.
Nah.
You know what I mean? That verse on that record, like I said, is not a huge mainstream record, but it just came to mind that, yo, the second MC, I love you, Vado. I really don't want to say anything negative because you're fire too.
Yeah,
I just
think he ripped.
Yeah, but the way he came on, it was no getting past that.
Right.
So I got to settle. Killer Cam, fuck a freestyle, first verse, ultimate, my G. I can't get away from that. And, you know, in the future, I got a million other answers, but that's just where I'm going to settle for today.
Yeah.
Hollywood, your turn, man. What you got for me, man?
Yo, there's so many different answers to that.
Right.
It's just always one that comes to mind, and I have to share it because it's one of my favorites. It's
okay.
One of those verses that just gets me hype. You know, every time I spit it, I get the chills, get the goosebumps. It's to this day. Rest in peace.
Gone
too soon. I make your mouthpiece obese like Della Reese. When I release, you lose teeth like little C's. And when you, yeah. It, you know what it is? It was the mixture of the beat. First of all, the beat dropped hard immediately.
Absolutely.
Then the hook kind of gave you a little sample of the hook. right before his verse came in, you hear that, you hear a little fanfare.
And that was produced by
my man, the RZA.
The RZA, the
Wu-Tang forever.
Yes.
Wu-Tang is for the babies. Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang, Killer Bees, we on the swarm. But yeah, big man, Notorious B.I.G. I'm telling you, I've said it before in this podcast. I say it again. When he gets to that sipping white Russian, bitch in the Benz bumping, I laced it with the basic six TVs, a system, knocking me shit. That's when I get the, that's when the goosebumps come in, and I'm like, oh shit, this is the hottest verse. You know, the mix with the, with the beat, the sound, everything just blended together so well. It's like, yo, I run that shit back as soon as he finishes his last ball.
Every time.
To this day.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood makes my answer sound like shit.
Nah, it wasn't.
You know?
It wasn't. Because
I just
be
thinking right off the dome, and Hollywood just comes with the analytical, out the sky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I'm passionate when it comes to that music, music, man.
Absolutely.
When it comes to that big shit.
Once again, gone too freaking soon.
Yeah, man.
You know, absolutely. So, you know, it was a blessing, man. And that was our MK3 imagery question for this week. Hit him up on social media at MK3 imagery, at MK3 imagery, and DM him the word cool. You do that, he'll take 10% off of your shooting price. I'm sure after all this crazy shit is over, but maybe you can get him to do it cheaper just because a lot of shit going on. But good luck to you. Use the word cool, give it a shot.
And practice social distancing.
He can shoot you from afar with a long lens. Mm-hmm. All right. But DM him the word cool, and he's going to do that for you, Hollywood.
What's good?
You know what time it is right now, man?
What's that?
It's time for Holly's Hot Liners. Take it away, Holly.
Holly's Hot Liners is when Holly, me, gives Corey Cool a hotline and the listeners a hotline. And from that hotline, you're supposed to guess who the rapper is.
Oh my God.
And you get it right.
Oh my God.
You get it right, you get a prize. You get it wrong, you just suck, I guess. I don't know. not Corey Cool, but you know everybody else who's listening. If you don't
not
know
me.
Who it is.
The rest of you suck.
Yeah. The rest of you suck. I'm not gonna say that about my brother in podcast.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Of course. I love you, guy. Love you.
Let's do it, man. Let's fucking do it. I'm ready. I waited all week for this shit. Let's get it going.
Let's go. So, Holly's hotliner is...
Wait, let me pour a drink first.
Okay.
Hold on.
Let's do it. Let's
this is serious business.
I just finished up mine, but...
Where's your cup at, man? Where's your cup?
I'm finished. I'm tapped out.
You tapped out? All right. I got a little swig left.
You're a little buzzed.
All right. I got it. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Holly's hotliner is... I got red, blue, and white. Don't even ask about ice. I look like a cop car flashing its lights. All he want to do is chit-chat and make tapes about him till he lost like Malcolm before the nation got him. Name Holly's hotliner.
I know that.
You know it.
I know that.
Do you want me to repeat it?
Yes. Can I have the flow though?
Ugh. I got red, blue, and white. Don't even ask about ice. I look like a cop car flashing its lights. All he wanna do is chit chat and make tapes about him till he lost like Malcolm before the nation got him.
Oh my God.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yes, keep going, because I have it.
I done Timberland tan the coupe. My wrist chunky like Campbell's soup. Nigga, shoot. What you got? I know you know.
Shit.
Digging your brain.
I know.
Digging
your
brain.
This. I know this. Wait. I know this. One more time, bro. One more time. I know this.
You know it. I got red, blue, and white. Don't even ask about ice. I look like a cop car flashing his lights. All he wanna do is chit chat and make tapes about him. Till he lost like Malcolm before the nation got him.
Holy shit! I know it, but I can't think. Holy shit, am I gonna get this one wrong?
Make a guess.
Yo, no.
You gotta make a guess.
Make tapes about him till the. Before the nation, I know
if
this.
I do the voice, you're gonna know who it is.
No, you gotta do the voice. Give me the voice. Holy shit.
I got
shit.
Red, blue, and white. Don't even ask about ice.
All right, stop.
I look like a cop.
Stop.
All right.
I'm gonna go because I'm gonna go with who I thought it was.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm not too big and bad to get this wrong for the people, right?
No, of course not.
You know what I mean? It's my fucking shit. You're going to come back and listen to me anyway.
Damn right.
I'm going to go with the PLK. Lloyd Banks.
Nice. Nice.
Bomba class. Ladies and gentlemen, the pressure is on because I feel like my credibility goes out of the window if I get one of these wrong. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, son. I felt like I knew it, but I couldn't pinpoint it.
You focus now. You know this now. Shorty, to ride with me, you got to hold this down.
See, that's that. Niggas don't understand today, manful. From an exit wound big as a handball. Damn, y'all.
Yep.
Can a nigga get a hit? What? Can a nigga get a meal on a house on hill? Tallest first wheel. Niggas better chill.
Yeah, man.
For that beretta pill. Knock off your head and ill. A bunch of retto spill.
So I
chose. Another first verse. Another ripped first verse.
I chose Christopher Charles Lloyd because his birthday is this month.
All right.
April 30th, he will be 37 years old.
All right. And you know what's funny? We just missed the Red Man birthday. That was the other day.
Yeah.
My favorite guy. Did we say it was his birthday?
We celebrated him last month. Our last episode.
I gave him boobs, right?
He was last week's. Yeah. He was last week's Alex Atlanta.
Right. I gave him boobs. Yo, PLK, where are you at? Lloyd Banks, where you at?
Yeah.
Bring your ass out of hiding.
He still be doing joints. He still be making some stuff.
Well, come on.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Right.
Oh my God. Holly's hotliner this week, ladies and gentlemen, has had me super nervous. I'm like sweating under the pits. My pits are sweaty right now. I'm not going to lie. I was really nervous. That was my credibility on the line. So it's been, oh man, such a roller coaster ride, man. And at this time, we're going to get into our record of the day.
Yeah, man.
This is by a friend of a friend. Ooh, hit the mic. From a friend of a friend. His name is Quintrell.
Shout outs, Quintrell.
And he comes to us via the recommendation of Uncle Tone.
Yeah.
Peace, Uncle Tone.
It's
hey,
the
it's
mob.
The mob. Uncle Ted. Wagwan. Where you depon?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Big up yourself. So, we're right now. We're going to get into this record by Quintrell. It's called Twins. Right here on CUNY Radio.
Yeah.
You are listening to
CUNY Radio.
Oh, dang it.
What's happening? This is Quintrell, and you're getting ready to listen to my new song, Twins, right here on CUNY Radio.
Get it in, double or nothing when I pull up on them, it's twins. You know it's double or nothing, like losing it all to bet it again. Wanna make sure that you heard me, that's the only reason I said it again. A better revenge, I'm on a new level again. I'm setting the trend, I'm killing the clout. Yeah. These niggas sizing me up, they filling me out. Yeah. Before I go filling with bullets, I fill them with doubt. Brick, you know it ain't nobody colder. Give them the shoulder. Got an invite from Misery, she told a nigga come over. Pouring the man, tonight I ain't fucking, I'm serious. Gotta be twins. Fuck it, you know if
longer than sit in the sand, yeah. They tryna send me to meet with the maker when I'm tryna meet the demands. That's why I need all my bands, why I need all my ends, yeah. Dirty money in the grave, funeral, yo, expense, yeah. Blue dreams when she dance, leave a nigga in a trance, yeah. You know I'm with all of the plans, just hit me with it in advance, yeah. Run it again when I think of twins, I feel like I need them identical. No, ain't nobody behind me, it's front line if you run with the general. Came with the team, had with the lean, I'm talking real smooth criminal. Niggas is typical, I had to come with the stick like a Seminole, yeah. I just want the head, you know it's litty if I get anything additional. I do you dirty, the only condition I'm leaving a man is critical. They can believe it, I see in a miracle. I feel like a miracle. I do you terrible. 30 below, and you know I can make it unbearable. I get it in, double or nothing.
When I pull up on them, it's twins. That was my new song, Twins. And you're listening right here on CUNY Radio. Be sure to add me on Instagram at Real Contrell and on every social media at Real Contrell.
CUNY Radio.
CUNY Radio. That was Quintrell with Twins.
Yeah.
Hollywood, man. What do you think about that? We think about that joint right there, man.
I like the flow. I like the beat. I like, you know, his bars are good. He got a tight flow on him.
Yes, sir.
Never heard his music before, but, you know, now I'm interested.
Well, I met him a couple times. I met him maybe once or twice.
Okay.
And he's a real cool dude.
Nice.
And he's a real focused guy, too. That's what he's I like. A real focused guy. Like. So
you can hear the focus in his raps.
Yeah,
I like that shit. I admire that shit.
Very focused guy. Once again, this is brought to my attention and our attention by Uncle Tone.
Yeah, man.
On the telephone.
It's the mob.
So let's freaking thank the mob for sharing some great music with us. Quintrell, thank you for sharing your music with us. We really appreciate you here on CUNY Radio. Hollywood, we're on our way out the door, homeboy.
Yeah, man.
But I want to say to any artist or anybody out there wanting to share a question in the MK3 Imagery Cup, hit us up, cunyradio@gmail.com. That's cunyradio@gmail.com. Submit your music. Well, first of all, you just tell me and I'll send you an email on what it takes to actually submit the music.
Right,
okay? Because we want to do this properly and we want to pay respect and proper due to everybody that's submitting their music. But also, if you want to send your question to the MK3 Imagery Cup, you just hit that same email. That's cunyradio@gmail.com. We really look forward to hearing from you. Hollywood,
we're really getting some good submissions right now.
Yes, sir. Anything in closing, Hollywood, you want to say, man, to the people in the stands?
Yo, man, ITZHOLLE on all social media platforms. Listen to Sin's podcast all day. Sorry, I'm not sorry. You know where to find me. Yeah, man, we're doing some good stuff here on CUNY Radio. That's all I can say. We're doing some real good stuff. So keep it, you know, we're going to keep it pumping for y'all. Especially while we're still quarantined. Fuck China.
Oh, shit. Yo, it got all the way to the end. And now I have to do a disclaimer. The fucking views of Hollywood are not always necessary. You know what I want to say here. I got to give this the disclaimer at the last 2 seconds. Yo, man, Corey Cool. You can follow me on all social media. It's really on Instagram and Twitter at Cool University. You can catch me on WHPC 90.3. Or you can hit the iHeart app and search WHPC. And that's Fridays 2 to 3 p.m.
Nice.
I'm celebrating the music of 2K through today, but I try to give just fresh joints that came hot off the press. Guys, it was amazing dealing with you and talking music with you guys. We love you so much.
Always.
Tune in next week, all right? Next Monday for a brand new episode of us right here on CUNY Radio. We love you guys. God bless you and have a great week. Party responsibly.
Homos!
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
This is the English Podcast Network, providing you with quality podcasts since 2016.